Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, Clean and Renew. Psalm 33, verse 22. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. What beautiful words those are. And they express the desire that should be in each one of the believers of Jesus Christ, to have a heart that is after God's heart, and a spirit that is a duplicate of His spirit. Having said that, I know it's impossible for us at this time in our life to be like God in all ways. For we are told repeatedly in the New Testament and even in the Old Testament, that it's impossible for us to have a clean heart that is totally clean, a right spirit that is totally right. We are all sinners, and we are constantly in need of having a cleaning and a renewal. Most of us have a periodic cleaning of our house, a cleaning of ourself, a renewal of those things that have accumulated that need to be done away with. In our heart, there are things that need to be thrown away, purged, cleansed. But there needs to be something more. Not just getting rid of the things that are not pleasing in God's sight, but being filled with His Spirit. And we do that by spending time in the Word of God. More and more, I realize that it is the quality time that I spend in God's Word that makes the difference in how my day goes. The more I spend reading His Word, the more things seem to dissipate as that have bothered me before. And I realize God is in control of all things. He is the blessed controller of every detail of my life. And as I relinquish the right of those details and let Him be the one who is in control, the better things are. So I commit myself, and I urge you to commit yourself. Spend more time in God's Word. Spend more time talking to Him in prayer throughout the day. Breathe a prayer, not just that good things happen, but when bad things happen, He will be there with us to go through those times of difficulty. Let our light so shine before men that in the difficulties of life they may see our good works and glorify the God who is in our heart. Heavenly Father, might we be more and more like You in everything that we do and all that we say. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart always be acceptable in Your sight, O Lord. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along, every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.